السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا، اما بعد، فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی: اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم: ولا تجادلوا اهل الكتاب الا بالتي هي احسن الا الذين ظلموا منهم وقولوا آمنا بالذي انزل الينا وانزل اليكم والهنا والهكم واحد ونحن له مسلمون. وقال تعالى: ادعوا الى سبيل ربك بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه وجادلهم بالتي هي احسن. وقال تعالى: قل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وفضل الكرم إحسان of الله سبحانه وتعالى. We find ourselves once again on a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah in the Mubarak month of Rajab, very very fast approaching the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. And we keep making dua to Allah Ta'ala: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ameen. As mu'mineen, as believers, the greatest gift that Allah Ta'ala has given us is iman. And being in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were people in the past also who were blessed with iman. In different eras, different anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam came to the dunya, and there were different people in their times that brought iman. So those people, as we have mentioned in a previous Jumu'ah, they are also regarded as mu'mineen, as muslimin. Coming to the zamana of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Makkah Mukarrama, primarily Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was faced with the mushrikeen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the early years of his nubuwat was not commanded to give open da'wat to the mushrikeen. Eventually Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed to give da'wat to his close family members, etc. And after that he was instructed to give open da'wat to the mushrikeen. When it came to the mushrikeen, Allah Ta'ala gave a general hukam that udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasana, that call to the path of your Rabb. Must remember, this is a new thing. People they were not aware of this now amongst the Arabs. So call them to the path of your Rabb with wisdom, with good counsel. Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan, and debate with them in those words that are beautiful. When you are going to call them, so they are going to debate, they are going to say, no, but we found our forefathers worshipping these idols and whatever, all their arguments. So then they are asking sincerely, so debate with them in words that are beautiful. If they become disrespectful, you don't become disrespectful. If they become angry, you don't become angry. You still talk to them in a nice way. So that hukam there was general for everybody, that whoever we give da'wah to, we must call them in good words. Right? From there we learn that as a mu'min, we have to give da'wah to Islam. We have to give da'wah to iman. We have to give da'wah to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, in Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions specifically with regards to the Yahud and the Nasara, who in various places in the Quran Sharif are known as Ahle Kitab, people of the book, because they had received a divine scripture. So Allah Ta'ala says with regards to them that وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that do not debate, do not argue with the people of the book. You must remember, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwara, the challenge was now the Christians of Najran and the Yahud. The Yahud were living in Madina Munawwara. And then the Christians of Najran, they too were now opposing the Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala is giving instruction that, see, do not argue with them, do not debate with them, except in good words. So here also, we must understand in what context the ayat was revealed. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to now give them da'wat. They are now asking questions, they are debating, they are trying to prove Islam wrong. They are trying to say that no, the Quran Sharif wa na'udhu billah is not the words of Allah. They are trying to say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu billah is not the Prophet of Allah. So now, when explaining to them, explain to them in good words, right? In nice words. Because they are people of the book. In other words, they shouldn't have a problem. They should understand these things were already revealed to them. And when they read the Quran Sharif, they will see the similarities in the Quran Sharif. That the same things that were told to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the same things are being commanded here. So just explain to them nicely, they should understand and bring Iman. There's nothing that should stop them from becoming Muslim, from accepting Iman. Then Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Except those from amongst them who are oppressive. In other words, they overstep the mark, they overstep the boundary. For example, the Christians, they start saying that Isa alayhi salam is a deity, wa na'udhu billah. Certain sect among the Jews, they start saying that Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Allah, wa na'udhu billah. Now these people are overstepping the boundary. The Jews, they call Allah Ta'ala wa na'udhu billah poor. The Jews, they say that Allah Ta'ala's hand is tied. Yadullahi maghloola. So these people are overstepping the boundary. So when they will overstep the boundary, then this will naturally infuriate the Muslim. So if the Muslim has to respond in a like manner, then there is no blame on the Muslim. وَإِنْ عَاقَبَتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا أُوقِبْتُمْ. So now you can respond to them in a like manner. Yes, if you still maintain your akhlaq, no problem. Right? وَقُولُوا آمَنَّا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَأُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. And say to them that we have brought Iman on that which has been revealed to us and that which has been revealed to you. So now what does this ayat-e-kareemah mean? What does this part of the ayat mean? That say to them that we have brought Iman on that which has been revealed to us. So that is simple. We have brought Iman on the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Quran Sharif to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us the Quran Sharif. So we bring Iman on that. Wa unzira ilaykum. And that which has been revealed to you. Meaning the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil. So now, what is the background to this? You see, the Jews and the Christians, obviously the Arabs, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they didn't understand their Hebrew language. Right? All of them never understand the Hebrew language. So what these kuffar would do, they would read passages from the Torah, from the Injil, and they would explain it in Arabic. Now, you don't know the explanation they're giving, whether it's accurate, whether it's inaccurate. And also they have distorted their Torah. They have distorted their Zabur. They have distorted their Injil. Till today, distortions are still carrying on. That's why you get so many different versions of all these books. So it comes in Bukhari Sharif that Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, he came to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now these people of the book, they're reading passages from their scriptures And then they explain it to us in Arabic. Now how should we respond? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you all must say, we bring iman on that which has been revealed to us and that which has been revealed to you. In other words, we're not bringing iman in what you're saying. We bringing iman in what Allah Ta'ala revealed. See the beautiful words Allah used in the Quran Sharif. We don't bring iman in what the Christians call the Bible today, or what they call the Psalms today. We don't bring iman in that. We bring iman in what Allah Ta'ala revealed. Our amal is on the Quran Sharif. And we believe. It's our iman. Amantu billah. In iman mufassal. Part of it is all the kutub. Wa kutubihi. All the kitabs of Allah Ta'ala we bring iman. Wa rusulihi. All the messengers we bring iman. That is our iman. But that doesn't mean that we bring iman in what they are showing us today. Because that is all distorted. They have distorted everything. They have changed everything there. We don't bring iman in what they call the Bible today. No. We bring iman in what was revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. What was revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. What was revealed to Nabi Dawud alayhi salam. All the sahifas that were given to us at Ibrahim alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, Shis alayhi salam. All of them. We believe in all those kitabs. That is our iman. But our amal is on the Quran Sharif. Our practice is on the Quran Sharif, on the Shariat that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, the Sunnah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And then Allah Ta'ala says, wa ilahuna wa ilahukum wahid. Our Rabb, our deity, and your deity is one. In other words, why should you have any argument? O Jews, O Christians, yeah, if the mushrikeen, they never have any divine scripture. So it may be a bit difficult for them to understand this whole concept. But O Jew and O Christian, what problem do you have? You believe in Allah Ta'ala. You believe in Allah Ta'ala. The Jews, they believe in the oneness of Allah also. The Christians, they went and made their trinity. But in the end, you do believe in Allah. Even though you're saying your belief system is wrong, you're saying that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah and the Holy Spirit and all these things, right? Your belief system is incorrect, but you do believe in Allah. So now what's difficult for you to bring iman? So that is wa ilahuna wa ilahukum wahid. And then it is made very, very clear. Wa nahnu lahu muslimun. That we, meaning the Muslim ummah, we have surrendered ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. You haven't. You haven't. So this is, in brief, the explanation of this ayat kareema. Unfortunately, today, tahreef is being made in the Quran Sharif. And the ulama need to stand up to the challenge of this. Where can a reverend come and give us tafsir of this Quran Sharif? And it is so sad that in the presence of shuyukh, nobody stands up to him and tell him that you are giving the wrong explanation of this ayat kareema. So, this is the meaning of that ayat. That this ayat is now being perpetrated, the tahreef that is being made, is that no. That means Muslims, Jews and Christians are all one. Muslims, Jews and Christians are all one. So there should be no fight. Wala tujadilu, they explain it like that. That is not the explanation of this ayat kareema. So people can be doctors, they can be whatever, they can't just pick up on translation of the Quran and start reading and think they can make tafsir of the Quran Sharif. We have to go back and see what explanation Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. This is the problem with this modernism. You see, modernism, the person has already made up his mind what he wants to practice on and what he doesn't want to practice on. Then he finds some lopsided explanation to prove what he wants. That is modernism, which is a very, very big fitna today. And now it's coming into all this Abrahamic accords and interfaith and all these things. Right? Now, if it was that Jews and Christians and Muslims are all one and the same, and there shouldn't be no problem between us. Now look at this. Surah Ali Imran. The first 80 ayat, plus minus, of Surah Ali Imran is all about the Christians of Najran. They are coming and arguing with Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and answer is given to them. So why didn't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just tell them that, oh no, you all are Christians, man. We are all one. We are all one. You don't have to worry about anything. Right? Eventually, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Christians of Najran the same choices that are given to any non-Muslim country, non-Muslim community. That you either bring Iman and then we are brothers, or you pay jizya, you live under our rule, or the sword will decide. So the Christians of Najran, they thought about this and they said, okay, you know what, let's send a delegation. Let's send a delegation to go and talk to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this delegation came, and the names of all the people in that delegation, everything is recorded in the tafasir. Now, the person who was like the spokesperson, or maybe like the leader of that group, his name was Shurahbil. So they came. Whatever Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to them, they giving some counter argument. In other words, they didn't come sincerely to accept the truth. They just came to argue. Eventually, when they never want to accept, then what instruction was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must do with these Christians of Najran? Ta'alu nad'u abna'ana wa abna'akum. This is called mubahala. That come, we will call our sons, you call your sons. وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ. We'll call our woman, you call your woman. وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. We ourselves and you yourselves. In other words, you bring your people, we'll bring our people. ثُمَّ نَبَتَهِلْ. Then we will make mubahala. فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. And what baddua we'll make? That whoever is the liar, Allah's curse must be on them. Because you don't want to listen now. All the clear proofs are being given to you. Isa alayhi salam explained everything to you. You don't want to listen to anything. So now we make mubahala. Now what was the reason to make the mubahala? This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. What was the reason? This is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. What was the reason if it was all one? Why must make la'nat on the liar? That means one is a liar. One is a liar. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took his family, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anha, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anha, right? And he was ready to go and make this mubahala. So Shurahbil, who was the leader of this Najrani delegation, he called the rest of the group. He told them, see, we know for sure that this is a prophet of Allah. Going and making mubahala with the prophet of Allah means death. We will be finished. So we rather look at that middle way out. What he said, that we'll enter into some treaty and we live under their rule and we'll pay the jizya. We rather take that option. Because if we have to go and do this mubahala, we will be finished. So they didn't come forth for the mubahala. But the point here is that these modernist minded people, right, and now they bring a reverend and what are they talking about the Quran Sharif? Allah Ta'ala's words. They are twisting the meaning of Allah Ta'ala's words. Nobody can change the words of Allah Ta'ala, because Allah Ta'ala will protect his kalam. So now what they're doing, they're twisting the meaning. They're twisting the purport of the verse. The siyaq of that ayat. They're twisting, they're making tahrif in the meaning of the ayat. And unfortunately, because many, many of us are ignorant. Many, many of us, we are ignorant. And our focus is only on this worldly life.
So due to our ignorance, when we listen to the explanation, hey, yeah, man, oh, that fellow is doing a lot of humanitarian work, so must be he knows what he's talking about. So now we listen to their explanations, right? Number two, our focus is only on the world. Man, just have peace and love in the world. Man, why are we all fighting? Must have peace and love in the world. Our focus is on the world. Our focus is not on the akhirat. Our focus is not on salvation in front of Allah Ta'ala. Now, can we just throw our whole deen away? Can we reduce the status of our deen? The deen of Islam. Right? Must remember, you see, these are all the small dajjals. Right? Because Dajjal, when he will come, he won't come and say that, you know what, come, let me take you all to hell. No. Dajjal will come the way he will present himself, like, hey, I got a system to take you to paradise. I got a system to make your worldly life right. I got a system to make your meadows all flourish. They won't be fighting. Everybody will be happy. Follow my system. Right in the end of time, right in the end of time, when insan will be reduced to such degradation that insan will be committing zina in the street like donkeys. Insan will be shedding blood more swift than animals and birds of prey. When insan reaches that kind situation, then shaitan will come to them. What will he come and tell them? He'll come and tell them, oh, you're not going to listen now. When you're going to become pious, I got a way out for you. You have to start worshipping now. So how must worship? He'll give them idols. So these are the small dajjals. They come with ideologies that make people think that, oh, this is our savior. That's why I mustn't look too much in this media. You see, insan is emotional. Now when you see pictures of devastation and destruction and lives being lost, now you're affected. How are we going to stop this war now? How we... Then you get one fool coming up and saying, oh, no need for Muslims and Jews and Christians to fight. We all one. We are the Abrahamic religion. Hey, there's a solution. But that solution is taking us to Jahannam. Like how Dajjal's solution will take to Jahannam. Like how Shaitan's solution will take to Jahannam. The solution we must look at is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. Allah Ta'ala is saying, inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Allah Ta'ala is saying that there is no other deen besides the deen of Islam. Anybody who comes, they have to follow the shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we cannot listen to people who unfortunately are ignorant, even though they may be having some qualifications from a worldly point of view, but they are ignorant people. We cannot take our deen from them. We have to understand what Allah Ta'ala is telling us, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did, and we have to follow that if we want salvation in the dunya also, in the qabr also, in the akhirat also. If we are going to equate all the religions, what's going to happen to this bichara Yahud and Nasar? They'll never accept Islam. And then there'll be doom for them. We have to explain to them in a nice way that, look, what you're following is wrong. If you want salvation, become a Muslim. We're waiting for you with open arms. But we cannot sit there and hear them explaining their batil religion and nod in affirmation that, no, yeah, you also got a point. What you're saying to is right. You can't do that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.